Hey guys, what's up? Today we are here with Cyrus
Sobchak.
Me?
How do you even spell that?
Sobchak.
This is so weird.
I know.
And we're with Rory MacDonald again.
Hi.
Today we're going to talk about the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. And if we have time, maybe the four others.
Yeah. There's five of Pacific Garbage Patch. Like, how? How do we get,
not Pacific Garbage Patches. Well, garbage patches.
Yeah. How is there five? Like, how do we as a planet get that messy?
Earth is making a mess again.
Yeah,
just polluting its oceans. Oh, you silly willy.
It was a mess.
But not even close.
Times that.
Yeah.
What? I would have never guessed
that. It looked like a tornado came through my room, but I had to clean it.
My mom said.
This is probably worse. Yeah. That's what my mom said.
But so it's 1.6 million square kilometers, big, right?
That's how big it is. 1.6 million square kilometers.
And on the Earth, there's only 149 million square kilometers on, just Earth land. That's and if you subtract those, you get,
what is it?
147,400,000.
That's actually a lot.
What? I would have never guessed the big number's big.
Me neither. Whoa.
Wow, thanks for your contribution, Rory.
Very
welcome. Epic.
Wait, what is the...
The Great Pacific Garbage Patch is a massive area measuring more than 1.6 million square kilometers. But it's just part of the North Pacific Gyre, an ocean region where currents collect plastic. So it's all collected in one spot because the currents collect and bring all the garbage into one area.
And I think it was 100,000 marine animals die each year
due to garbage.
Yeah.
It's just 1 foot deep.
Yeah,
it's only this big.
Yeah, it's only 1 square foot deep, but that's still a lot of garbage.
Still because,
yeah.
So I don't think you'd be able to stand on it, Cyrus.
Well, I didn't know.
Well, why didn't you?
I thought it was a little island thing.
I thought it was an actual island.
I think it's a little bigger than an island.
Maybe a little bit, but
just a bit.
Just a tiny bit.
Just 1.6 million.
Yeah,
square.
A little bit.
It's not that bad.
Where are the five great garbage patches located?
I don't know. Let me check. Where are the five garbage patches located? The five biggest ocean garbage patches are located across the globe, found in the Pacific, Atlantic, and Indian Oceans.
But that's only the five biggest ones. So there's
still
more.
Many others.
Yeah.
That's tough.
So have you started your podcast?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I haven't.
Cyrus, you're a potato. The Great Pacific Garbage Patch. The Great Pacific Garbage Patch is located in the North Pacific Gyre in the North Pacific Ocean between California and Hawaii.
Oh.
So it's in that big...
What are you doing?
Put the bag down. Throw it in the garbage. It's right there. There. This garbage patch is the largest in the world when all factors are considered. It contains 1.8 trillion pieces of plastic.
Jeez.
Oh my god.
No wonder so many turtles die every year.
Hashtag save the turtles.
Yeah.
Remember metal straw? Yeah, guys, you should use metal straws.
1.8 trillion pieces of plastic is estimated to weigh around 80,000 tons and cover a surface of approximately... a lot of miles.
Wait, where?
617,763 square miles.
That's only the plastic in there.
There's still all
the patch is also constantly growing as up to 2.41 million tons of plastic and garbage enter the ocean each year.
Jeez, no wonder. Why not just
How much does an elephant weigh? How much does an elephant weigh?
I think it weighs like a ton. I believe.
The Wi-Fi just pooped out on us.
What the heck, man?
Okay, looks like
we're not gonna know that.
Looks like we're not gonna know that. Impact. The input of garbage in the patch is significantly larger than its output, as indicated by periodic measurements conducted since the 1970s. It's been around since the 1970s.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was saying, because it's called the GPGP, so it's been around a long time for them to come up with an abbreviation for it.
And they decided not to do anything about it. Yeah, that's real
since
smart, guys.
1970, it wasn't even that big in 1970.
No.
Over the years, it's gotten a lot
bigger. Put the Notre Dame. They don't need, $1 billion to cleaning it up. But that's, more than enough to clean up, three-quarters of the garbage patch.
Damn.
Yeah. Just, all the extras from the Notre Dame circle.
I know the Notre Dame or whatever is, a big thing in history.
Yeah.
But, this garbage is killing so much sea life and
It's killing everything now. I don't know.
When the pieces of plastic in the patch inevitably deteriorate into microplastics from the factors like the sun exposure and wave, the segments become extremely difficult to remove and threaten any marine life that may ingest the plastic. If any consumers of the microplastics are caught and consumed by humans, the chemicals from the plastics will be passed up the food chain. So that means, let's say a fish comes... Okay, back to what I was saying. Let's say a fish comes by, eats this microplastic, and then some fisher catches the fish.
Are you guys videotaping?
Yeah, we're making a podcast.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. Okay, what were you saying?
Okay, so let's say a fisherman catches said fish. And then sells it on the market, and this sushi paste gets it, making their sushi. Someone eats it, they can die.
Yeah, they basically just ate plastic.
Oh,
damn. I thought you were gonna say, I thought I was gonna say, say one fish eats this microplastic, and then another fish comes along, eats that one. Another fish, he dies, another fish eats that one. Someone reels them in, and then, it keeps going up.
Well, yeah, that would happen too, but still.
But then that's what started affecting humans.
And, the water becomes toxic with all the garbage and everything with it. Everything in there, in the water, it's becoming, not safe to drink. And, when, fishermen catch the fish, they drown the fish and everything, but there's still, water inside the fish.
Yeah, you can never get all the water to the fish.
Yeah, and there's still
I don't think anybody's going fishing near the big garbage patch, though.
I know, I don't think so, though.
In a day, they travel so much.
And plus, with all the currents?
They might just go past it, and that's still
how does this giant thing just not float around?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm bro, why doesn't it just go to Antarctica? Go away.
Oh wow, because that helps so much more just floating away
to Antarctica.
Because that totally changed everything, right?
If it goes to Antarctica, it'll just fall off.
All the whales will die.
Oh yeah, no, it'll just fall off the earth.
Oh yeah, because the earth's totally flat. 10 million IQ.
Yeah, bro, I'm so smart. Look at me.
Why doesn't
the garbage patch? Why doesn't Caillou have hair?
Why doesn't the garbage patch
move,
float away?
If you guys know, that's good.
The idea they developed was to use.
So they're gonna use a thing to make waves. To, get rid of it, the patch. The giant arm right there, you see? That's they're going to use to make, man-made waves to get rid of the thing. There's one fly.
That's not going to change anything, though. That's just going to spread it.
Yeah. There's like one fly flying around, and it's really triggering me.
I don't see it. I mean, I don't think that's gonna help away anyway. I think it'd be way easier to just leave this giant patch so you can come by, clean a ton of it up.
Yeah, at once.
At once. All up. They should just, it'd be like, way easier than having to go drive in your boat, like, and pick them up one by one because you blew them all over the place.
Yeah.
They should just get like a giant like net.
Gotcha. Yeah, actually, that's what they should do. Yeah.
Sounds
good. Or what they should do, they should attach the net to this, to the giant like arm they're making.
Don't poke it, it's touchscreen.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Yeah, they attach the net to the arm they're gonna make, and then wave it, like just wave it across.
And then into the net.
And it'll go.
And then they could get all of like. Not all of it, some of it.
Most of it.
No way they can get all of it.
Oh no.
They're like, it's gonna have
there's
to
there's so big much.
Net. Yeah.
But they're but like is even crazy.
Like when if they do decide to do that, like they'll have to do it multiple times because it will be full of water.
Well, if it's a net, it's not gonna be full of water.
Okay. It's a net, all the stuff will go through it because it's water.
I forgot it was a net.
But there is a plan for cleanup. Well, the task of cleaning the patch is often deemed financially insurmountable. Generally estimated to cost around $13 billion.
Whoa, why are you sticking your computer in my face, man?
So they can hear you.
A new device may provide a solution. First ever ocean plastic cleaner, a product of the Dutch non-profit organization Ocean Cleanup, planned to disembark from San Francisco sometime in 2018. This is so it was supposed to disembark last year.
What happened?
I don't know.
That's fine. School Wi-Fi is so good.
I know, right? You know, it takes 8 hours for something to load.
I could turn mine off, but I think my podcast wouldn't work.
What?
My podcast.
Oh, yeah. First ever ocean plastic cleaner will tackle great fish.
Yeah, this is the arm thing.
First ever machine to clean up the planet's largest chunk of ocean plastic is due to set sail. It's heading the great fish.
Was due to set sail a year ago.
The system uses a combination of huge floating nets dubbed screens. Yeah, see, it catches the things.
Yeah, okay.
Held in place by giant rubber tubes, ironically made out of plastic, to suck stubborn waste out of the water. It will transfer this debris to large ships that will take it to shore for recycling.
So it's
basically just a giant vacuum.
Yeah, but so the other thing was lying to us.
So like, there's this net at the bottom of it. So it's like this big, long plastic tube.
And then it just, like,
yeah, it's like a big, long plastic tube. And then there's like a net underneath it. And all this stuff gets caught on that net, and then it sucks it up because it's just a huge vacuum.
I saw
vacuum.
Those in Nova Scotia. They're like, it's not quite like those. It's just like
those. Yeah, I know what you mean. Uh-huh. I've seen
and
them.
It has like nets and stuff in it. Like they don't.
It's what they use for catching crab there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On like and they catch and fish and stuff like that.
Yeah. But they would want to like catch a lot.
Yeah. You see, it'll suck stubborn waste out of the water. So it's basically just a giant vacuum tube.
Yeah, it will then transfer the debris to large ships that will take it to shore
for recycling. Okay, the beginning of this intricate system will launch from San Francisco Bay within weeks and will start working by July with plans to keep extending it.
Wait, is it working? Check if it's working.
What's it called?
First ever ocean plunge. This room, I don't know.
So they're aiming to install 60 of the things. Oh. And they're each a mile from end to end.
That's gonna be a lot.
Fish will be able to escape from the screens underneath them, while boats will visit to collect waste every 6 to 8 weeks. How do they stop this from floating? Oh, they probably have like weights or
that's
something.
Gonna, yeah.
The ambitious system is the brainchild of a Dutch teen prodigy. This is all by a teen.
What? Is it actually?
Yeah. A brainchild of a Dutch teen prodigy, Boyan Slat, who presented his ocean cleaning machine at a TED Talk six years ago.
Look up his name, Boyan Slat. Because I want to see if that's actually true.
Let's check this man's out.
Well, while we wait 10 minutes for this to load, How did he like come up with that? Like, how is that being like making? How is it becoming a reality? That's what I'm trying to say.
I don't know. Well, that's what we're waiting this
he's
for.
Such a little
yeah. Okay, boy, it's loud as a Dutch inventor,
entrepreneur, and aeroscope engineering student dropout who is the CEO of the Ocean Cleanup. He's only 24 years old.
But 6 years ago, he was 18.
No,
was he? Yeah,
18. Oh, yeah. 18-year-old invented the thing that's supposed to fix our oceans. It really does show
that
that our generation, that's going to be our biggest challenge, if that makes sense.
Boyan Slat unveils the ocean cleanup prototype. So that's the, wait, what's the date? Oh, it's the 14th, so
next month.
He's doing what?
It should be up and running.
So it got delayed.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Well, that's gonna suck then.
Oh, wait, did you stop recording?
It stopped.
Oh, yeah, that's not a big deal.
Okay, whatever.
We have ours.
In September 2018. Oh, never mind. I already read that. And there's four more. There's also a North Atlantic garbage patch. This looks like a ton of wood and stuff, not just plastic.
It looks like a hurricane hit them. Like hit a city.
Oh, yeah, that's
true.
North Atlantic garbage spanning from the equator to Iceland, North America, Europe, and Africa. Precise measurements of the North Atlantic garbage patch are unknown, but scientists think it's hundreds of miles in size. The patch likely has a particle density somewhere around 7,220 pieces per square kilometer. Now, a kilometer is, like, pretty big, but, like,
A kilometer is probably from where we are right now at a school. Probably, like, I was going to say co-op, maybe?
I don't know. But there's 7,000 pieces of garbage.
That's a lot of garbage.
Per square kilometer.
Yeah.
That's and they think this thing's hundreds of miles wide. And, like, hundreds of miles in size.
That's
gonna suck, yeah.
That's nasty.
Many specimens of marine species have been found post-mortem with stomachs filled with particles of plastic. So they've been found dead with stomachs full of plastic.
Wow.
Just like any other garbage patch, the North Atlantic patch may harm humans if the marine life forms who have eaten plastic particles are eventually consumed by humans, like we said before.
Yeah. So, no matter what, this doesn't get cleaned up within, say, 4 years, we're going to be eating plastic, basically.
I mean, we're already killing, like, a ton of fish for no reason.
True.
Like, we're already dooming our planet. Just because, like, why not? I wanted to get to work on time.
Yeah, like, no one really cares as long as it gets done.
Cleanup for this and many other garbage patches has been deemed impossible due to the risk posed to sea organisms by removing sections of trash, though the ocean cleanup, so the same people earlier, is currently researching solutions to this issue.
Wait, what's the risk to pose?
We're basically screwed. So, in a few years, we could be eating plastic and our, like, what's it called, the footprint thing?
Oh, the ecological, environmental...
Global.
Yeah, because we're already using... Like,
we're already, like, 6 months ahead.
That's bad. And the fact that, like, this...
It's still happening.
Like, all of it is happening at the same time.
Pushing us even more ahead.
It's not good.
And then, like, global warming.
Oh, yeah, that's happening.
Killing animals, you know.
You should have seen... Remember the other day... How it was, like, sunny out, and then the next day it was snowing.
It was, like, 23 degrees out, and then the next day it was, like, minus 30.
It was below zero by, like, two or something. Yeah. It was snowing in the middle of May.
Yeah. It was, like, what?
That hasn't happened.
That's, like, it hasn't happened for, like, never.
Wow, good English, Cyrus.
That hasn't happened for, like, never.
It hasn't. Like, I don't know what else to say. Like,
the next garbage patch is the South Pacific Garbage Patch. The location of the South Pacific Gyre, and South Pacific Ocean between Australia and North America. South America, sorry.
Jeez.
Oh, my gosh.
This patch is estimated to have a surface area of 1 million square miles, 2.6 square kilometers. What? I think it's supposed to say 2.6 million square kilometers.
Yeah, but it's not quite as big as the last one. It's still really
big. I don't think 2.6 square kilometers isn't that big.
No.
But and then it says 1 million square miles, so I think it's supposed to say 2.6 million square kilometers. And yeah. A particle density, oh my, of approximately 396,342 particles per square mile in the center of the patch.
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
The other one had, like, 7,000. This one has, like, almost 400,000.
Wait, I want to see a picture of this other one.
Okay. What?
Okay, I thought I stopped my podcast by accident.
South Pacific.
I want to see a picture of this one. This
garbage patch.
See how much different they are from each other.
It kind of makes me happy that people call it the South Pacific, like the garbage patch, not the trash patch.
Yeah.
Imagine it was the trash patch.
that'd be kind of funny, but like, it's a serious issue. Look, it's like a little mountain.
Oh my.
But how many, like, particles?
It's like. It's like as tall as this table.
How many particles are in that thing, though?
Oh, probably so much.
It's gotta be at least, like, definitely over a million.
Look at this guy trying to ride his boat through there.
Wow. That's crazy. See how he's like, oh, sorry.
He's literally leaving a trail.
He's leaving a trail, as he's going, it's like covering back.
It's like coming back.
Yeah, it's like when you, like, run your finger across sand.
Oh, yeah.
Or you dig a hole in sand and you, like, punch the wall. And it, like, fills in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, when you dig a hole and you...
Yeah, and then you hit... It's like, say you, like, cut outside.
You act like you accidentally just, like, kick it in or hit it in or something. The whole thing fills up.
Yeah. Plan for cleanup. No programs are placed.
You missed this part.
I know. What's that? Ocean... Because, same people are trying to clean up all of them.
It really... It seems like nobody else really cares at all.
Yeah, just that one kid.
The one kid and his non-profit company.
Yeah.
You know, they make no money off helping. But they're still doing it.
Yeah.
Just because it's the right thing.
Which I like about that, because, like, that's... I'm hoping if they do go through with it, it's going to show, like, other people, like, it doesn't matter how much money it's going to cost. Because we're already in the hole, so much money, like...
Well, I doubt that's going to change anything.
Yeah, but it's like...
I mean, really, they're going to show people that this needs to be cleaned up and how we're pretty much screwed if we don't.
Yeah.
And then I still doubt people will care. And then they'll be like, all right, we'll just keep doing this. You do your own thing.
But then it's like eventually they're going to run out of funds and they're not going to be able to make more of these arms, more of, like, just... Like, yeah, who's going to be doing the boating every 6 to 8 weeks?
Yeah, they'd have to pay people to do that.
Yeah.
And, like, the garbage patches are going to keep filling up and filling up.
And I'm sure paying people to go boating isn't going to be cheap.
Oh,
because it's the garbage patch.
But they got to pay for the gas for this giant boat.
Yeah.
They got to pay for all the labor. They got to pay for, like...
The food supplies.
I can tell you many people would actually, like,
because you gotta go out on this big boat, you gotta drive it up to the garbage patch, and you just gotta get your big arm thing and you go and you plop it down.
Yeah.
And then someone's gotta take all that stuff off, bring it to a recycling plant.
And then they still need to, like, get rid of it somehow.
They're gonna recycle it. Because most of it's plastic and wood and stuff.
But if it's wood, it's not really gonna be recyclable. Actually, I guess so.
I don't think
it's wet. It's been soaking in the ocean forever.
Well, you can dry off wood, Cyrus.
But I don't know if that's like...
You know, when you leave it out in the sun, it dries?
I thought it would go wet.
But what if the wood has stains on it?
So what?
It's recyclable.
Due to the patch's relatively recent discovery having only been... This is only confirmed to exist in 2017. That just shows...
How much people actually care.
No, not really. But it like, just shows how much our ocean has been discovered. Like, they just found about this 2 years ago. And it's like 97% of our ocean still hasn't been discovered.
Yeah, I've seen that. It's like, people have been to the bottom, the very, very bottom. But they haven't been
Nobody's been to the very, very bottom yet. Yeah. Nobody's touched the very bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, because I remember a guy went down there, his window started to crack. You never seen that video?
No, but he never touched the bottom. The Mariana Trench?
Yeah.
Yeah, he never touched the bottom.
Really?
No.
What is that?
And nobody's done it since.
Huh. I'm gonna go on something. I don't know.
I touched the bottom.
It's effect.
I went to a beach once, and there was like the water was like this high, and I touched the bottom.
Congratulations.
My toes.
Its effects have yet to be extensively studied, like many garbage patches. However, there are still substantial risks pertaining to the health of marine life due to sun and weather exposure. The plastic will eventually break down into segments so small that even microorganisms can consume them.
Eventually, so like plankton can eat it.
Eventually turning into carbon dioxide, which is the thing that
we ruins the ozone layer.
That we breathe out.
Yeah, that trees breathe in.
It's kind of weird how trees breathe.
I know, but they give us oxygen, so I'm cool with it.
Oh my god, what is that?
This is like, this picture's got like a skeleton in it and like feathers and stuff.
It almost looks like it'd be like a turtle with like just a whole bunch of garbage inside of it.
Oh, damn.
No.
Oh no, yeah, that makes me sad.
So it's a skeleton of a turtle, but it wrapped like you can see in the ribs obviously and everything.
And it's all filled with garbage and sludge and stuff.
Yeah, like plastic, tins.
Oh, that makes me sad.
Yeah, I mean, if you really do want to see it, it's just don't look at it, actually.
You don't
want to see it. No.
The Indian Ocean Garbage Patch. This one's located in the Indian Ocean.
Really?
What? Due to its remote location.
Location.
The Indian Ocean Garbage Patch is difficult to study. Some studies estimate its size is around 843,046 square miles, or around 2,200,000 square kilometers. Wait, I need this. Although some put it as high as 2 million square miles, 5 million square kilometers.
That's actually a lot.
I'm pretty sure, how big was the biggest one?
The North Pacific one?
No,
that one's a tiny
one. Oh, wait,
no. This one.
It is 600.
Oh, no, I remember it was that one. What's it called?
600,000 square miles. Yeah, this is the biggest one. 600,000 square miles. This is the biggest confirmed one. So that means some people, what's the word? Estimate. It's what?
2 minutes left.
No, I don't think it shuts off automatically.
Oh.
And if it does, we'll just stop. And then on this one, some scientists estimate it's as big as 2 million square miles. So that's like 3 times bigger than the other one.
Know how bad that is?
But that's the saddest one I've seen. Like,
this is a picture. Oh, I don't like this. This makes me depressed.
I'm gonna cry.
I don't like how turtles are dead.
Have you seen the videos of them pulling like the
straws?
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to talk about
that. That makes me uncomfortable, and it's so sad.
It's like a little. Have you seen the one of a little brand new albino turtle?
No.
And
he has like extinct.
No. He has a spoon stabbed into the side of
him. Someone stabbed him with a spoon.
No, it was stuck in him. Like it punctured him. It was so sad. And then the one with the thing where you're talking about the guy with the turtle. It was like this much from touching his brain. Yeah. And then he was like pliers to get it out of his nose.
Oh, I saw that.
That was so sad. I remember Miss Bjorn's dad showed us that.
I just everybody was reposting it on Instagram.
Yeah.
The impact of the Indian Ocean garbage patch. As the patch is not what?
What? I think it shows up automatically.
Ha!
Oh, it doesn't.
You were wrong. As the patch has not been widely studied, its effects are not fully understood. However, like all patches, debris has been linked to the death of wildlife like sea turtles and birds. Look, sea turtles and birds.
That sucks.
Whose intestines became entangled after consuming garbage.
Is that a bird
head? I don't think that's just like plastic tubing.
I feel like that's a person.
I don't think that's a person.
That's not. Why is their arms like this?
Why does their arm look like a big stick?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because they're probably deformed.
Anyways.
I think you're wrong.
I'm sorry, whoever died.
Fish are often contaminated from the chemicals in the water, from the patch, and pass on these contaminants to people via seafood.
What?
What? I think. Again, there is no specific planned cleanup. The Indian garbage patch are evident in 2013. Artist Maria Cristina Fernicki founded the Garbage Patch Day in order to raise awareness for the global pollution. Though this act was inspired specifically by the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, the project encompasses all five major instances of ocean pollution around the globe. And I think this is the last one. The South Atlantic Garbage Patch. This is the smallest one.
It's still big as hell.
It's still huge. Yeah. South Atlantic Gyre is where it's located in the southern portion of the Atlantic Ocean. The South Atlantic Garbage Patch is fairly small in comparison to the other patches. This patch covers roughly almost 300,000 square miles, and that's it. Oh, you know, because only 300,000, that's a small number, right? Yeah, you know?
That's, like, the smallest garbage patch
I've ever seen.
Oh, wow, because you've seen a garbage patch, right?
Yeah, totally.
You venture to the Atlantic Ocean.
That's a garbage can, you potato.
It's piling up.
That's a rock.
Roy, that's a little rock.
That's a big rock.
Has a particular density of 40,000 pieces per kilometer. 40,000 pieces per kilometer.
40,000. That's more than the other one.
Uh-huh, and contains about 2,000 tons of plastic.
I can build 9 years
of I don't care, Rory. Rory, stop. Plan for cleanup. Okay. No current plans are in place to clean up this patch. Specifically, though, a Kickstarter campaign was started in 2010 by PhD student Chelsea Rochman to fund an exploration of South Atlantic and to research solutions to marine pollution, and fundraiser garnered $2,425, surpassing its $2,350 goal. That's still not a lot of money, and they don't even have a plan to clean up like three of these.
Yeah.
Like, how much are they gonna clean up? Two?
Probably not.
They only have a plan to clean up like two. And that doesn't mean they're actually gonna do it.
They're just planning on it. Like it's not even like
a. Oh yeah. It just might happen.
I said maybe it might die.
You know, just maybe.
Guys, I have a question. What do you mean this is clean?
Rory, you're playing Minecraft.
No.
Okay.
It's a picture.
Is that the last one?
Yeah, I think, but there...
Oh, do you guys want to do any clubs next year, because I'm supposed to ask people for broadcasting?
Yeah, clubs would be cool.
Okay, sure. What clubs do you want to do?
What, I don't know what there is.
You're supposed to get ideas.
No.
Like ideas kind of for clubs next year. Because all we have sports right now are school leadership.
I don't know.
I mean, like, a photography club would be cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because photography is really fun.
Yeah.
Okay. And can you think of anything to improve the school?
What?
I don't know.
Less meanies.
Wow, that's very specific, Rory.
Thanks.
I mean, a playground would probably help.
Yeah. Okay. Or like a basketball.
Court or something.
Some soccer posts.
All right.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
How about you ask Patrick?
Soccer courts.
No, basketball courts. Yes. Little Patrick. Why? Stop! Stop! Why would you punch the table?
I went to hit my hat, and I went like this.
Stop, you guys!
Oh, I just punched the table.
Stop!
Okay, I think that's the end of our podcast.
Anything else you want to say?
No, clean up the garbage patch.
Please.
Please.
Yeah, that'd be very cool if you would, like, clean it up. Anything else you want to say,
One piece of garbage saves one life.
Hey, yo. There's 7 billion people on this planet. If everybody picked up one piece of garbage from the garbage patch, it'd be clean.
Yeah, true.
And peace out, Wayne.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.